You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 65. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Logan. And this week we talked to Melissa Vandy Werforst, the Marketing and Communications Manager for the College of Engineering at the University of California, Santa Barbara. This week we talk about cats, or at least we start the show out talking about cats. If you can believe it, there's like 9 between the 3 of us, which isn't a very large number, but it's fun to talk about. We also talk about the recent wildfire that happened right in Melissa's backyard. Luckily, she's okay, and she wasn't evacuated, but things got a little close.
Yes. We do talk to her, though, about what's happening on her campus now that it's summertime, and things are, in theory, moving a little bit slower. But not for Melissa, because she tells us about the website redesign that she has been going through. She did a complete redesign and relaunch. She's just at the tail end of that for the college. So she told us about what that process was like being a college within the university and who she collaborated with across campus, which was really interesting. Melissa is watching Murder, She Wrote on Netflix and told us all about all the things that she's been noticing. And of course, we end the show with a major geek out by Melissa and Logan about Star Trek. So we hope that you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social.
So what's your cat's name?
They have Dutch names, as you may be not surprised to hear.
I don't know.
Their names are Boris and Nijntje, which are... Maybe I should save this interesting stuff for the podcast. I'm kidding.
I mean, we're recording.
Oh. Hey.
Right,
so there are these two... There's this children's show in the Netherlands. It's been around for like, I don't know, 40 years, called Nijntje, and it's about a bunny, which Nijntje is like kind of a term of endearment for bunny. And she's got a friend, a buddy, who is a dog. No, a bear. Right, and his name is Boris. God, forgive me. If Lori hears this, she's going to be like, he thought he was a dog. And his name is Boris. So our cats are Boris and Nijntje, and the cartoon's adorable. Our cats are adorable. It works.
Those are just cute names in general.
Yeah. And Boris is black, and everybody's like, oh, he's Boris because he's a black cat. So evil. I was like, not really, but he's a sweetie. He's a sweet cat.
No, I don't necessarily associate Boris with like the evil villain, but I can see where people do.
Well, my mom, I have 2 black cats, and my mom is like, you know, black cats are bad luck. And I was like, but I have 2 of them, and 2 negatives make a positive.
They cancel each other out.
Yep.
That's adorable.
It's like cat math.
Yes.
A new feature to the Common Core. Cat math.
Yes,
cat math. You heard it here first, folks. Cat math.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show on that note.
Oh, yeah. It always gets Jackie excited when we talk about cats, which is funny because I'm the one with, like, I have more cats than the 2 of you combined, but that's okay.
6 times as many cats as I do.
Yes.
Wait, you have 6 cats?
Yes, I have 3 times the number
of
cats.
Did you see that cat math I used just then?
That was cat math. You did it.
Tell me about your
If we're going by weight, I would say you have less than 6 times the number of cats because Logan's cats are very trim and lean, and my cat is not trim or lean. So,
well, that's because there are 6 of them and they chase each other around. So,
good point.
I used to be embarrassed to say that on the show, but I don't anymore because we've had so many shows where we talked about the 6 cats.
So many times.
Yes. Yes, once again, welcome to the show. We always start out with you kind of introducing yourself and saying what you do. So why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, I'm Melissa Vandy Werforst, in case anybody is dying to know how to pronounce that word. And I am the marketing manager, and I work at the College of Engineering for UC Santa Barbara.
Yeah, you're literally the second person from UC Santa Barbara that's been on the show.
literally the second person. Who was the first person?
No. No. Yes. She works at UC Davis.
No. Robin works.
Oh, yes. So we've had three UC people all together.
Yes.
And two UC Santa Barbaras.
See, yeah. You're episode 65. So Jackie tends to forget how many people we've had from.
It's a lot of people.
Well, the reason why I remember is Robin actually came to see me the other day, like last week. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Like came to Nashville specifically to see you?
No, she came to Nashville for, it's Robin Brown. She actually works in she's the assistant to the Office of Judicial Affairs. So anyway, she came and hung out. I gave her a 35-minute tour of campus because I had a meeting. But she came for the Country Music Fest.
Ah.
So.
Nice.
So Nashville.
Yeah, it's a very Nashville thing. And what's funny is Bonnaroo happened the same weekend. So there were about 150,000 more people in Nashville. Which.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, Nashville inside... like the main city, there's like 250,000 people. So it like doubled the number of people in the city. But I mean, if you count the whole metro, it's like 2 million, but you know, it's craziness.
Did you just like shelter inside your house that entire time? So that you
didn't I took a lot of back roads. Took a lot of back roads to work.
That makes sense.
And you know, I had to come to work because we had, that good old thing called orientation, which started last week too.
Oh my God. At the same time.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did students like that? Is it fun for them?
Oh, students loved it. Students love that sort of thing. They come, they CMA fest, and then they do orientation, but orientation is spread over 2 weeks. We take about 250 at a time, something like that. And I think they're like six sessions. The last session today was their first day, and they do two. We literally have two sessions going at the same time. So we have day one, and then another group that's on their second day here at the same time. So it's like, it's interesting. So session five ended today, and session six started today. So yeah, it's fun.
So these are your students that are enrolled, not just accepted.
They have paid their enrollment deposit. Yes.
Got it.
Wow. They're in.
They're committed.
They are committed to Belmont, and it's been awesome and crazy. And I've had a crazy last 2 weeks just catching up because I was, you know, that vacation. I may not take vacation right before orientation again.
I may have to let my cats in, guys, because the cats are like, "What are you doing?
We miss you so much."
That's really funny because I had to let the cats into the closets because they were scratching at the closets.
We're a pet-friendly podcast.
Yes.
unlike most podcasts, I will say. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't know. I don't know people's pet policies.
I'm sure there's a podcast that's like titled "I Hate Cats."
That's so sad.
And if there is, we'll put it in the show notes.
What kind of podcast is that, man?
I was gonna say, does that mean I have to go find one?
Well, there's a podcast for everything these days.
True, I guess.
There's like 800 Game of Thrones podcasts.
That seems about right, though. I mean, yeah. You know what? I found a podcast about Murder, She Wrote today.
Really?
I
saw on Twitter that you were watching that. Were you watching it? Who was watching Murder, She Wrote?
It was me and a few other people, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Trying to start a trend, a Murder, She Wrote watching trend.
I noticed. But where are you watching it?
On Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Oh, the whole thing's on there.
I have like, Netflix. I can participate.
Whatever seasons, like double-digit seasons.
You can see her go from the typewriter to the laptop.
Wow.
Yeah.
The magic of television.
I haven't gotten to the laptop season yet.
Spoiled it.
No, it's in the opening. She goes, you know, the do-do-do-do-do. She's typing on the... you know, she's typing on the typewriter, and then in the later seasons, she's typing on a laptop, so or a word processor. I assume it's a laptop.
I have to say, I feel a little spoiled there because I was thinking she was just going to be sort of legit old school the whole time with a typewriter.
Oh no, Jessica Fletcher has to, you know, she has killed someone every week for like 10 years. I mean,
right. She's the one out of you.
Why would you be friends with Jessica Fletcher? All her friends die or are blamed for killing someone. Why would you be friends with her?
I legitimately have never seen her. She has like
100 nieces or something. And like every other episode, she's got a different niece who's in trouble being framed for murder.
Dun, dun, dun. I have never seen an episode of Murder, She Wrote. And to be totally honest, I am gaining context clues from you guys about what it's about because I don't even know what it's about. Sorry, friends.
It's like Mark Sloan from Diagnosis Murder. You don't want to be his patient because they all die of murder.
You're really spoiling the fun for me.
Why? It's not. It's just all CBS murder shows.
That's true.
So, Angela Lansbury plays this... like a widow who becomes a murder mystery writer, and between episode like 1 and 2, she goes from writing her debut novel to like, I don't know, 6 novels. And suddenly she's a super famous novel writer. And because she's so keen on detail, she also solves crimes. She's like a detective. I know.
And it was a long running show. It had 264 episodes over 12 seasons and had 4 TV movies.
Wow, you know a lot about this.
I Wikipedia.
I was going to say, Wikipedia knows a lot about it.
I'm like, oh, how do you know all this?
Logan, like, ninja looks things up when we do these shows.
It's like I'm some sort of, I don't know, internet person. but I'm amazed, like all these celebrity deaths lately. I'm glad she's still kicking.
I don't know. She's 90. We need to not talk.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm afraid that tomorrow, if she's on Twitter tomorrow, is like RIP Angela Lansbury. I swear.
You did it, Logan. That's you.
Oh. But I mean, like bedknobs and broomsticks. Like that was a thing.
Yeah. It was a good movie, man, when I was a kid. Oh, great stuff.
Man.
You know,
we always go down this road. We always reminisce.
So just to be just to tell you the craziness, she is going to star on Broadway next year. On June 2nd, 2016, it was officially announced that Lansbury will return to Broadway in the 2017-18 season with a revival of The Chalk Garden.
I don't know what that is.
It's a play, I guess.
Clearly. Thank you, Wikipedia. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her.
If I could be
half as energetic at that age, I will be a happy woman.
Yep.
I could be alive at 90. I think that'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a very fair point.
And she's also a dame as well.
Yeah.
Really?
I can see that.
Yep. She's never won an Academy Award until they bestowed an honorary Academy Award on her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just learned so many things on the show. I'm always learning on this show. Thanks, Wikipedia.
We can add it to our poster presentation. What we learned from podcasting.
So many useless facts from Logan Bishop.
Yeah, you know. And no, I could not find a podcast about hating cats. So
good. I'm glad that hate does not exist in the world.
Yes.
Anyway, Melissa, how are you? What's going on? Relevant in the news, there was just a raging fire in your backyard.
Yeah, there really was.
What's up?
Well, if you look out the window right now, you'll be like, fire? What fire? It's perfectly blue skies, gorgeous day. It's like 70 degrees or something. So the Sherpa fire was started at this place called Rancho La Sherpa, about 6 miles from here, sort of west-northwest-ish. So I live right on the edge of town. And between me and the next town that's like 30 miles away is just sort of rolling hills and brush and ranches and a couple of like campgrounds. And it's right on the ocean. So I live like pretty much right on the ocean. And we had a lot is totally an overstatement. We had some rain this winter, and it was all beautiful and green, and then all that beautiful green stuff turned to like dead brown stuff, and it all burned. So yeah, but today the fire is like 95% contained, and we've been getting all these alerts like 3 times a day, but now the alerts are just like, everything's fine.
Stop freaking out, guys. How do they alert you? They just show, they push notifications to your phone?
Yeah, and we signed up for them too, because like,
yeah,
you know, we know what we're about. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's fire country here.
Right.
So, phone, email, text, we get all kinds of alerts. But yeah, so I live in this neighborhood that's like just maybe a block away from where the evacuation warning zone was. And I don't think any of us were terribly worried that we were going to have to evacuate. But, you know, when there's a fire nearby, you're like, oh, there's ash falling on you and it's kind of smelly.
Yeah.
You think?
Did they, I don't know where it is in relation to your campus. Is that like anything? Would they cancel stuff or close it down?
No, not really. It's pretty, well, I'm about 4 miles from campus, so that it was about 10 miles away from campus, which is, okay, is kind of too far. It would have to burn through like a whole suburban city just to get to the campus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not a super emergency for the campus at that point. Fire's pretty crazy, but not that insane.
There's not really a whole lot going on at the UCSB campus right now, so.
Yeah.
We just had commencement.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask if you had your graduation.
I did, yeah. It was, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice. That's got to be huge because you guys, like, have a ton of students.
We do. We have, like, 3 days of commencement ceremonies and maybe 3 or 4 ceremonies a day.
Yuck. Mm. No, thank you.
1,000 people for each ceremony, but oh, it's okay. It's nice. People like coming to Santa Barbara, and you know how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys have different keynote speakers for every single commencement?
Yeah, we do.
Oh my gosh. That's so many people showing up to talk.
I know.
That's kind of cool though. Yeah. I assume that you separate by like school.
Mostly. Yeah. I mean, so they put engineering in with like half of the sciences, and then the other half of the sciences get their own ceremony because there's a lot less engineering students than all of the sciences combined.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of small and exclusive, if you will.
That's fun, though.
That is awesome.
That's how, I mean, I went to Geneseo, which is, although a state school, very small. And we actually had 2 ceremonies, and they split kind of by degree. It's a little bit of, like, hard science versus soft science. But it was kind of neat because I was, like, in a room and with all the people I was, like, in classes with. Because our classes were super small, so you knew everybody in your major.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of, not everybody, but you recognized everybody in your major. So it was kind of neat to be like with those people. But at the same time, like if I had friends that were in the other ceremony, it was like, oh, like catch ya later tonight then. Like, see ya. Won't see you later today. Just kind of a bummer.
Well, ours is 2 ceremonies, 2 very large ceremonies in the summer or in the spring, and then in the summer is 1 ceremony, and in the winter it's 1 ceremony. So,
oh wow,
wow,
yep.
We just have the 1 in June. I feel like California is the last to do everything. We're the last out of all of our friends in the higher ed community. We're the last like commencement ceremony, the last primary.
Did you? do you guys start later in the year?
We started about like late September. Is that later than yours?
Yeah, we start late August. We get out like the first week of May, and we start around the 20th of August, somewhere around there,
mm-hmm.
plus or minus a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And we get out in early December, and we start back like the day after New Year's. So,
wow, I think our students have a longer break. After the new year.
Yeah, like, we have a shorter break.
January.
We have a shorter break so that students can go on Maymester.
Wait, the what?
Maymester is during the whole month of May. We have hundreds of students that go on a study abroad. So we keep it during the month of May so that they still have some like vacation and such. So we call it Maymester.
That's nice.
Yeah. I like.
Is that like a super popular program because it's convenient and short?
Yes, actually. We had, I think, total
total, not in, more than just Maymester, but just all study abroad. We have more than 600 students that went on study abroad. And for a school of, you know, 7,400, that's like close to 10%. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wow.
Of my 15 students on the Boulevard team, like two or three of them went on study abroad last semester. So that should say something.
That's neat. Yeah. That I've noticed is a Skidmore student thing. Like every student studies abroad. Like it's, I don't know, it's just like ingrained in their culture that like you just, you study abroad. It's a thing that everybody does. And I mean, like the opportunities are awesome, but pretty much every student at one point or another is like, oh yeah, I'm studying abroad, or I'm studying abroad again. Like they go multiple times and do different things. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Did you guys study abroad when you were in school?
No. I did. It was cool. Very cool. Did you?
Nope.
No, I know, Logan. Did you, Melissa?
No, I did not.
It was a cool, I did a summer, so I feel like I cheated a little bit. But I went to Italy because I went to a liberal arts school, and so you had to take a bunch of different classes that mostly you didn't want to take, but it was a good opportunity. So you had to take two humanities courses, and it wasn't like math that you could like, oh, I can get my math requirement with this like drawing circles class that like seems super easy. Like this was, you took hum one and you took hum two, like there was no getting out of it. And so I think personally Geneseo was like, well, we know it's kind of miserable, so like here's these abroad opportunities so that it won't be as painful. So I took hum one abroad, and you read like old text in hum one, like the Bible, for example. But it was really cool because I was going to places that were like cited in what I was reading, legit. And just, I was going with an incredibly knowledgeable professor who knew the whole country backwards and forwards. He actually lived there for part of the year. Every year, he's just one of those amazingly smart people that you want to, you know, keep in your circle. So it was a really cool opportunity. So all you student listeners out there, highly recommend going abroad because mm-hmm. it's an awesome opportunity.
It is.
It is great.
And if you'd like to hear more about Jackie's study abroad, she talks about two episodes ago.
Yes, with Lisa.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you guys already covered study abroad. I gotcha.
That's okay.
It's well, they okay. both studied abroad in Italy, so.
Yes, we had similar abroad experiences, so then we kind of like geeked out about our abroad experiences.
Yes.
And then Logan felt really out of it. So
that's okay. I talk about Star Trek.
I was going to say, I can sit back while you guys nerd out about LeVar Burton.
Yeah, Jackie's not impressed by LeVar Burton.
I did not say that. You're putting words in my mouth. That is true at all.
Isn't he that guy that did the Reading
that
Rainbow?
Is not. I didn't say, isn't he that guy? I know who LeVar Burton is. He obviously got his start on Community. Everybody knows that. Which is a great episode.
Community? I should really watch that.
Oh, yeah. He plays himself and Troy. Troy's like, LeVar Burton's my hero. I love him so much. And he gets to meet LeVar Burton and hilarity ensues. But yeah, so he is on an episode of Community and it's very funny. Highly recommend.
Yes.
I've watched a couple episodes of that and I thought it was really funny. And for some reason, I just haven't gone back to see it.
That's the way it is with everyone with Community. Everyone's like, this show is hilarious. And then they go watch something else.
Yeah.
It's a good show. And it's like most of those types of shows, I will say. I love Joe McHale. I'm sorry to offend. But there becomes a point where it's like, oh, I'm just watching this just to get to the end of it so that I can say that I watched it. But I was...
Community's great, but there's so many episodes of Parks and Rec I haven't seen yet.
I know. But I'd rather do my laundry.
Every episode of Parks and Rec is worth your time. There's fast forwarding to the end of that.
Same goes for The Office.
Yes. Well, so much like how The Office, in my opinion, kind of like dropped off the last couple seasons, it was kind of like, I'm watching this because I love a couple of the characters that are left. Like, that's kind of how Community felt to me. But I was working at the time at because the community college in Community is Greendale Community College. I was working at Genesee Community College, also GCC, so I felt like I had to watch it.
Mm.
Nothing like my GCC, but.
That's where John Oliver got his start.
Really? On Community?
You didn't notice that John Oliver was on Community?
No, I knew he was in it, but okay. I didn't realize that was like his starting.
No, The Daily Show is where he started. I was trying to pull your LeVar Burton joke.
Oh, you just didn't.
Except you believed me.
You just, okay. You're so funny, Logan. All your jokes are so original.
I know, right?
I'm pretty excited about LeVar Burton. And I have to say, yesterday, I decided to just start rewatching TNG.
It's rough, isn't it? At least the first two seasons until you get past Dr. Pulaski in that second season. It's just rough.
The first episode was like one of those double episodes and I didn't know what was happening.
Yep.
And it was a little bit surreal because I didn't remember, you know, that it was so philosophical.
Or how annoying Wesley is.
Right. So I'm watching this with Lori and I'm just like, is this episode just going on forever or is it just me? She was like, yeah, this episode's really long. I'm like, this must be a double episode.
It is. Until they get collars, the show's just not that great.
Right. Yes. And I noticed that they were, you know, like they were sort of bombing that one little village that's on that planet. Bombing is a terrible, like, non-word that doesn't mean anything. They were bombing the village and, like it was the same shot with the same little house exploding over and over again. And they were just reusing the footage. And I was like, I know, I get it. Budget, pilot, production, but
yep.
Yes. It's a little bit like when you're watching Murder, She Wrote and the Foley artist is like using the same horse or animal sound over and over again.
But you know, the worst part is, you know, that whole shot of the Enterprise, like breaking into two pieces, a saucer section separation.
Yeah.
They never reshot that. And they even use that same footage in Generations, like Star Trek Generations, the movie. Like,
wow. I actually thought it was pretty high budget for the time. I thought this was pretty good.
It was. So
I bet they wasted all their budget on that beautiful shot of the Enterprise, you know, those like couple of shots. And then they're like, well, we're done with our CG budget, so everything's just going to be the same building exploding from here on.
Well, and the Battle Bridge set that they use, they use it over and over and over and over again throughout the show. And you see it, like the episode where like Commander Data, the Measure of a Man, they like the courtroom is like the Battle Bridge.
Nice.
And the only reason I know that is just because I watched the show way too much when I was a kid. So those things really become obvious, especially as you get older, because the wonder's gone and you're like, oh, yeah. See, and that's kind of like why I like Deep Space Nine, is because it had a higher budget and a good, and the writers from TNG. So it was good. Unlike Voyager, who had all the money and none of the good writers.
Too bad for Captain Janeway.
Yeah. She's way too fixated on coffee. But but there are so many awesome Janeway memes on the internet. It's hilarious.
You know what? I haven't seen any Janeway memes. I don't know why. I've seen every meme.
You just have to Google it.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Yes.
Right now. I'm sorry that I can't contribute to this conversation at all.
It's okay. There's a lot of inside jokes to it. A lot of coffee jokes.
Oh my God, there are a lot of coffee jokes. Okay. Did you see what I did there with the internet? I also know how to use the internet.
Look at that. It's like you work there or something. So what are you working on at work since it's summer and commencement's over? What is on your plate?
Well, right now I'm trying to relaunch our college website. And okay. I'm a couple of weeks away from it. So I'm just like finishing up all of the content. And putting in things like web forms.
Did you do a redesign?
Yeah.
Overhaul, like cleaning it up.
I barely even want to mention it because I don't even want any of these beautiful listeners to go to our website and see the old website before we launch the new one because it hasn't been updated in like 9 years. I mean, that long. Nice. So it took me a while to get sort of stakeholder buy-in and, you know, find the right people to redesign it and redevelop it. But I'm pretty excited about the new website, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so. That's so fun. Did you do it 100% in-house?
Well, in-house meaning we used a team that's also on the UCSB campus, so everybody working on it is staff, but not everybody working on it is a college of engineering employees.
Yeah. Okay. But,
yeah.
That's cool, though. That's nice.
It's basically in-house, yeah.
Yeah. It's a collaboration opportunity. That must be such a challenge, and I've never had the fortune of working on a large campus that has multiple schools, but it's so interesting when I hear, like, if I go to a conference and someone's presenting, like, for example, like, from your campus, and you're sitting there, and, like, you raise your hand, it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, I also work at your school, like, and these two, I'll watch these two people that I have never met be at the same conference, didn't know they were going to the same conference, and announce to the presenter, like, yeah, I actually work at your campus. It's just so interesting. Do you collaborate a lot, or are you mostly, like, in your own little bubble?
You know, that's kind of a sensitive topic, but I try to collaborate a lot. Mm-hmm. I really do. I've worked with a couple of web teams on projects and worked with the Central Office of Public Affairs and Communications on a lot of projects. You kind of have to, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like the most fleshed out staffing of a university I've ever worked at. So you kind of have to reach out, work with your neighbors. And I think everyone does for the most part.
I think it's just tough to meet all those people. Like, it's tough to know who's there.
It's a little weird. It's a little bit like, I need this done. Who do I go to? And then you have to talk to about four or five different teams to see if they're going to be the right team to help you out. And yeah, it's definitely like a bigger campus, decentralized model.
Mm-hmm. Is your campus very spread out?
Like physically spread out?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So the UCSB Peninsula is, well, it's all on one sort of peninsula of land right on the water, like right on the ocean.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, seriously.
I know, right? I mean, gosh, just go walk on the beach at lunch, whatever.
So hard.
So everything is all in one place, but it is fairly big. So if I have a meeting with our web developers, for example, it's about a 10-minute walk.
Mm.
Wow.
Not so bad, though. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, I think. Like, I feel like I've been, there's smaller campuses that are still kind of spread like that. So that's not terrible.
Yeah.
And you're on a beach, so meh.
You know, I always keep hearing about, you know, how wonderful California is, but then you don't have water and you have lots of fire. So I think I'm good.
That's accurate.
How long are you from that area originally? Like, how did you get out there?
I am from here originally, but I didn't really grow up here. So long story short, I was born in the Valley. I'm an original Valley girl.
There you go.
And I lived here till I was 13 and moved to Seattle. So I went to high school and college in the Seattle area.
Ooh.
I know. And then I moved around a little bit and came back to California and settled in Santa Barbara, which is actually like 2 hours north of where I sort of grew up when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Oh, it's still there.
I'm super West Coasty. What can I say?
Yeah. Have you, well, I'm sure you've traveled out to my neck of the woods on the other side of the country. Hello, from the East Coast.
I have. I've been to mostly conferences and then a couple, like, vacations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's weird. I've been to a couple conferences in New York. Where have I been? Binghamton.
Probably Buffalo, right?
And Buffalo, of course. But I've never been to New York City.
Ah, you're in for a treat, my friend.
It's a little overwhelming.
It is very overwhelming.
Is it?
But yes. A lot of fun. But I mean, well, I don't know what your city looks like. I feel like I get very overwhelmed in New York City, but I also get overwhelmed in, like, cities in general. Like, I'm terrible with directions. Like, I don't really love, like, maneuvering my way through thousands of people every second of the day. Some people absolutely love it. I, like, am over it after a couple days. But there's a lot of cool things to do in New York City. You will definitely never be bored walking around.
I would love to go somewhere where if I needed to go out for some food or entertainment at 10 p.m., I could go do that.
Yes, that is definitely something you could do.
Well, I think Santa Barbara, I'm pretty sure it's a little bit, it's smaller than Nashville, but it's not, you know.
You know, people think Santa Barbara is kind of a big city because maybe you've heard of it, but there are less than 200,000 people.
Yeah, and Nashville, if you're just in the county, it has like 250,000. And if, yeah, I think it's bigger. But the thing is, we have skyscrapers. You don't have skyscrapers, do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
See, we have a courthouse building that's kind of high, but that's about it.
See, when I went to New York, it's like, you know, you're in a city and you're driving through the city and eventually the skyscrapers end. In New York City, it doesn't. Like, they don't. You leave Manhattan, and there's still skyscrapers. And man, they fit, like, 2 million people on an island that's, like, 4 miles wide. So, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, we went to visit our friends who live near Honolulu, and there are, like, far more skyscrapers in Hawaii than in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But Honolulu is kind of a big city.
It is a little big.
Yeah, it's a big city.
That's somewhere I'd love to go. Never been.
Yeah. There's, you know, I kind of want to go to the South Pacific, to a nice, like, little, like, island in, where is it? Off the coast of Indonesia, like the Andaman Sea. Like, that would be pretty. Like, where there's not a lot of people. And it's not like Hawaii where it's like a huge touristy thing. But it is touristy. Like, there's stuff there. And apparently it's pretty cheap since they've rebuilt after the tsunami. So it's beautiful. The water's like clear. At least all the pictures, it's pretty. I don't know. But that's a place I've always wanted to go. That and Japan. But, you know, Japan makes New York City look, you know, small and quaint.
Well, yeah, I would probably like get so stressed in Japan.
Yeah, Tokyo is like, Tokyo's, I don't think it's the largest city in the world anymore, but it's pretty big.
I cannot wait to go to Japan. I definitely want to visit there one day. Yeah. But then I say that, but then when I get there, I'm going to have one of those introvert moments where I'm like, can I have some personal space?
And like, get out of here.
You're like, nah.
In your face all the time.
Also, I'm a really large person, just in general. I'm like 5 foot Are ten. You? I'm like kind of an Amazon woman.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because you can like elbow people out of your way. That's what I would use.
Oh, I was wrong. Tokyo is the world's largest metropolitan area with 37.8 million people.
Wow.
It's amazing how you know these things.
I know.
Logan, you're just so full of knowledge.
This is a Wikipedia episode. We're just looking up everything on Wikipedia.
Not sponsored by Wikipedia.
I want you to know, like, well, in the time that we've been talking, my cat has wanted to come in to the room that I'm in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she comes in, she's like, can I go back out now?
Oh, Lord, that is stressful. So,
we've been having this like sort of door thing, come in, come out. And now she's chilling with me here. So I thought I'd give you an update that my cat has decided just to stay.
Which cat? Is it Boris?
It's Ninja.
Hi.
Ah, she looked at you. That's amazing.
No way. Hello. How cute. So what are your summer plans either in work or in life or both?
You know what? I don't have any vacation plans this summer, which is kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my work done.
You can, like, hang out and relax.
We're celebrating the college's 50th anniversary, so it's kind of a busy time.
So, no, you cannot relax.
it's not like I'm lacking in vacations because I've been to a lot of places in the last 6 months, and it's all good.
When are you guys celebrating your 50th anniversary, like, in the fall?
It's mostly starting this summer, and we're going to just sort of celebrate it for the entire school year.
So exciting.
Ending at commencement next year. I know, 50 years is a lot for us, but some
it's a lot.
Like, have been around for a lot longer than that. And,
yeah, it's just like a big. It's hard to plan because it's like one of those things that you can't really look at like, well, what did we do last year? Like, no one was around for your like 25th. Well, technically, I guess someone could have been around for the 25th anniversary and the 50th, but not too many people.
We have found like three people. In fact, I met with one of them today. He was there 50 years ago, one of like the founders of the departments. And
wow, a staff member?
He's a retired professor.
Wow.
I know.
The stories he has.
You know what? He really was funny, actually. He's, I don't know, he's 80 maybe, I want to say. He mentioned his age, but I forgot. Sorry, guy. he was joking around about computers and mentioning all this computer technology from the late 50s and early 60s. And neither me or my boss knew what he was talking about. We were like, what are you talking about?
I was just about to say, what is computer technology in the 50s? Like, what qualifies as computer technology?
Oh my gosh. Things that weren't even digital, just analog things with levers and cards. And he was laughing at us because, you know, he's like, oh, kids these days, you don't even know what computers were in the late 50s. And I was like, no, I don't know what anything was in the 50s.
Teach me what computer was in the 50s.
But it was really fun talking to him because he described it, the origins of our college being like folks at other universities who weren't willing to try new and interesting things could come to UCSB. He was like, give me your poor, you're tired, and you're weirdos. And it was, I just really loved his attitude. So.
That's so fun. He must have been such a fun professor. He was using advanced computer technology in the 50s.
Yeah.
Too funny. Well, that's really neat. Well, good luck on celebrating for an entire year. It's going to be the biggest party ever.
Other than that, you know, I'm going to try to stay fire-free.
Yes, please do. That would be very helpful.
Yes.
Does this happen often? I feel like it doesn't. Near you.
Oh, you mean fires?
Like around that area?
I feel like they happen every few years.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, there's always some fire every year, but sometimes it's small and sometimes it's pretty big.
Yep. And usually they happen after, like during or right after big droughts like they had this year. Yeah. Over the last like five or 6 years.
Yeah, we had pretty much the worst drought in like 75 years or something crazy last year. So,
and you're still droughting because you haven't made up for the water.
No water, but it's 70 degrees and sunny, so
that's
it's like people forget. They're like, oh, it's beautiful. Who needs water?
Whatever. We have the ocean. It'll be great. Same thing. Same type of water.
Sure it is. Well, I think we've run out of time for the show this week.
Oh, no.
So thanks for joining us this week, Melissa.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was an honor.
It was all ours. The honor was ours.
The honor was ours. So listeners, head down to highered.social and get links to the things that we've talked about today and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. If you like the show, give us that 5-star review so that people can find us. We have 6 reviews. Come on, people. One of you can go review the show. In fact, if you review the show, we will congratulate you for reviewing the show in this wonderful credit section. So do it. I'm desperate. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast and send us a tweet. We love talking to you. And don't forget to let us know if you want to be on the show, because everyone who has ever tweeted us on Twitter has been on the show. So thanks again, Melissa.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
You too.